ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 9th कांटो चैप्टर 12 द डायनेस्टी ऑफ कुश द सन ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र। टुडे दिस होल चैप्टर टुडे क्लास इज होल चैप्टर ऑफ 9th कांटो 12 चैप्टर 12 होल वर्स देयर 16 वर्सेस इन दिस चैप्टर ओनली वन वर्स इज प्रभुपाद पर्पट सो और रेस्ट ऑफ द वर्सेस दे हैव नो पर्पट सो just read and then we can discuss this particular verse written on the board. So anyhow, just reading the introduction to this verse is given by Srila Prabhupada. This chapter describes the dynasty of Kusha, the son of Lord Ramchandra. The members of this dynasty are descendants of Sasada, the son of Maharaj Ikhyaku. Following in the genealogical table of the Lord Ramchandra's dynasty, Kusha and Lord's son was followed consecutively by Atithi, Nisadha, Nabha, Pundarika, Khemadhanva, and Devanika, Aniha, पुरीयात्रह, बलास्थल, वज्रनाभ, सेगण एंड विधृति। दीज पर्सनालिटीज रूल्ड द वर्ल्ड। फ्रॉम विधृति केम हिरण्यनाभ हु लेटर बिकम द डिसाइपल ऑफ जैमिनी एंड प्रोपाउंडेड द सिस्टम ऑफ मिस्टिक योग इन व्हिच यज्ञवल्क्य वाज इनिशिएटेड। फॉलोइंग इन दिस डायनेस्टी वेयर पुष्प and Dhruva Sandhi, Sudarsana, Agnivarna, Shigra and Maru. Maru attained full perfection in the practice of yoga and he still lives in the village of Kalapa. At the end of this age of Kali, he will revive the dynasty of Sun God. Next in the dynasty were Prasrusruta, Sandhi, Amarsana, महस्वान, विश्वबाहु, प्रसन्नजीत एंड तक्षक एंड बृहदबल हु आर लेटर किल्ड बाय अभिमन्यु। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड दैट दीज वेयर ऑल किंग्स हु हैड पास्ड अवे। द फ्यूचर डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ बृहदबल विल बी बृहदराण एंड उरुक्रिया एंड वत्स वृद्ध प्रति व्योम भानु एंड दिवाक सहदेव बृहद्वस्व भानुमान प्रतीकास्व सुप्रतीक मरुदेव एंड सनक शस्त्र पुष्कर अंतरिक्ष सुतपा अमृतजित बृहदराज एंड बरही कृतांजय रणंजय संजय साक्य Suddhoda, Langala, and Prasenajit, and Khyudraka, and Ranaka, Suratha, and Sumitra. All of them will become kings one after another. Sumitra, coming in this age of Kali, will be the last king in the Kyaku dynasty. After him, the dynasty will be extinguished. Hare Krishna. So there are so many names, because this chapter is describing the dynasty of Kusa, son of Ramachandra. And this Lord Ramachandra is coming. There in Kshatriya, they have two dynasties. One is Sun dynasty, another Moon dynasty. One dynasty coming from Sun God, another dynasty coming from Moon God. Sun dynasty is glorious because in that particular dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramachandra, appeared. In which dynasty? Sun dynasty. Lord Ramachandra appeared. And same time, the Moon dynasty also glorious because in Moon dynasty, Lord Sri Krishna appeared. So these both dynasties are glorious. And here this ancestry is given Sun dynasty. Sun dynasty became Ikhyaku, because the name of Ikhyaku also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita in fourth chapter, beginning of Gita, in fourth chapter Gita, Krishna is telling, Imang Vivasvata Jogam Praktavan Aham Abhyayam Vivasvane Manava Praho Manu Ikhyaku Abravid. Krishna told, in the beginning of this question, I gave this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, Vivasvana, and Vivasvana told this knowledge to his son, Vaivasvata Manu, and Vaivasvata Manu delivered this knowledge to his son, Ikhyaku. Then Ikhyaku, who? Here is mentioned in this chapter, there are so many sons of Ikhyaku, but one of the son of Ikhyaku was Sasada. The dynasty Sasada was also one son of Ikhyaku, but he is not so famous. But in the dynasty, Ikhyaku dynasty, then all these great kings like Raghu, Aja, then Dasaratha, then Lord Ramachandra, they appear. So anyhow, text 6 has purport that is written in the verse. So I can read first. Text 1. Sri Suka Uvacha. I have to read only this verse, not every verse.
Kusasya chakitistasma nisadhas tat suto nabha. Pundariko athatat putraha khema dhanvaha bhavattataha.
Sukadeva Goswami said, the son of Ramachandra was Kusa, the son of Kusa was Atithi, the son of Atithi was Nisadha, and the son of Nisadha was Nabha. Son of Nabha was Pundarika, and from Pundarika came son named Khemadhanva. Text 2.
Devani kastato niha apariyatroho athatat sutaha tatoho balasthalastasmat vajranabho arkasambhava.
The son of Khemadhanva was Devanika. Devanika's son was Aniha. Aniha's son was Pariyatra. And Pariyatra's son was Balasthala, and the son of Balasthala was Vajranabha, who was said to have been born from the effulgence of the sun god. 3 and 4.
Saganastat sutastasmat vidhritis chabhavat suta tato hiranyanabha abhut yogacharyastu jaimini. Sishyaha kausalya adhatmam yajna valkyo adhyagat yataha yogam mahodayam risir
हृदय ग्रंथि भेदकम्। द सन ऑफ वज्रनाभ वाज सगण एंड सन वाज विधृति, द सन ऑफ विधृति वाज हिरण्यनाभ हु बिकम डिसाइपल ऑफ जैमिनी एंड बिकम ए ग्रेट आचार्य ऑफ मिस्टिक योग। इट इज फ्रॉम हिरण्यनाभ दैट द ग्रेट सेंट यज्ञवल्क्य लर्न द हाईली एलिवेटेड सिस्टम ऑफ मिस्टिक योगस नोन एज आध्यात्म योग व्हिच कैन लूजन द नॉट्स ऑफ मेटेरियल अटैचमेंट इन द हार्ट। टेक्स्ट 5। पुष्प हिरण्यनाभस्य ध्रुव संधिस्ततो भवत् सुदर्शनो अथाग्निवर्ण शीघ्रस्तस्य मरुसुतः। द सन ऑफ हिरण्यनाभ वाज पुष्प एंड द सन ऑफ पुष्प वाज ध्रुव संधि एंड फ्रॉम ध्रुव संधि वाज सुदर्शन एंड हु सन वाज अग्निवर्ण। द सन ऑफ अग्निवर्ण वाज नेम्ड शीघ्र एंड हिज सन वाज मरु। देन टेक्स्ट 6 इन ऑन द बोर्ड। सो सावस्ते योग सिद्ध कलाप ग्राममास्थित कलिरन्ते सूर्यवंशम् नष्टं भावयिता पुनः। वर्ड मीनिंग सह ही असौ द पर्सनालिटी नोन एज मरु आस्ते स्टिल एग्जिस्टिंग योग सिद्ध परफेक्शन इन द पावर ऑफ मिस्टिक योग कलाप ग्रामम द प्लेस नेम्ड कलाप ग्राम आस्थित ही स्टिल लिविंग देयर कले ऑफ दिस कली युग अंते एट द एंड सूर्यवंशम the descendants of sun god nashtam after being lost bhavayita moru will begin by begetting a son punaha again translation and purport by divine grace abhay charna arvind bhakti vedanta swami shila prabhupad ki jai। Translation: having achieved perfection in the power of mystic yoga, Maru still lives in a place known as Kalapagrama. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. Please repeat. Having achieved perfection in the power of mystic yoga, Maru still lives in a place known as Kalapagrama. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. Purport. At least 5,000 years ago, Srila Sukadev Goswami ascertained the existence of Maru in Kalapagrama and said that Maru, having achieved a Yoga Siddha body, would continue to exist until the end of Kali Yuga, which is calculated to continue for 432,000 years. Such is the perfection of mystic yoga, mystic power. By controlling the breath, the perfect yogi can continue his life for a long, for as long as he likes. Sometimes we hear from the Vedic literature that some personalities from the Vedic age, such as Vyasadeva and Ashwatthama, are still living. Here we understand that Maru is also still living. We are sometimes surprised that the mortal body can live for such a long time. The explanation of this longevity is given here by the word Yoga Siddha. If one becomes perfect in the practice of yoga, he can live as long as he likes. the demonstration of some tripling yoga siddha does not constitute perfection. Here is a factual example of perfection. A yoga siddha can live as long as he likes. Anyone of you want to live such a long time? Whole Kali Yuga.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhirunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruhe Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Shri Guruhu Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sei Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Sava Aste Yoga Siddha, Kalapa Grama Mastita, Kalerante Surya Vamsam. Nastam bhavaita punaha. Having achieved perfection in the power of mystic yoga, Maru still lives in a place known as Kalapagrama. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. So here is the explanation of the whole Surya dynasty. Surya dynasty is coming, but here is specifically explained after Kusa. Lord Ramchandra has two sons, Lava and Kusa. And Kusa becomes the emperor. Because though they are twins, but still Kusa was, so he becomes emperor. So from Kusa, the whole Surya and the dynasty come afterwards. Everything is explained here. And specifically here is in this particular verse mentioned about the name of who is living still in Kalapagram, Maru. In that dynasty, there is one personality came Maru, and he is still alive. Still living in a village called Kalapa. Kalapa, Grama means village. So he's still stay, but we have to make a research. Where is that village? Kalapa Grama. Maybe there is some village named Kalapa Grama, but he's staying there in Kalapa. Similarly, in 12th canto also mentioned about Kalki Avatar. Kalki Avatar will appear in a village called Sambhalagrama, that is in UP, near Muradabad. In Muradabad there is still the village. Sometimes we went there for doing some program, some Sankirtan program. And it is mentioned that from that village, the Kalki, Lord Kalki will start killing all the malicious and javanas. There he will start, there is a very old Kalki temple. No one knows how old this is. This is, they told this temple is from Tretaya, from Satya, there still Satya, this temple is there. And there is Kalki, Lord Kalki sitting on a back of a huge horse and having a sword. I mean, he make a measure in like more than 15 feet, 12 hands. In your hand you can 12 hands. So anyhow, then that village practically you see there is only one few Brahmanas, about maybe 10 families of Brahmanas they are staying in that village, and all others are Muslims. 99% is Muslims, and only 1% is less than 1% only. And from that village, Kalki incarnation will start, killing all the malicious and javanas, unwanted populations. So, why this Sukadeva Goswami is describing all the so many names, so many ancestors, just names. His son is he, like this. It's very boring, reading like this. This son is like this, his son is like this. Why is he, but now it is already 9th canto, only 10th and 11th is left. And Sukadeva Goswami hearing Bhagavatam from 1st canto, only 7 days, so within 7 days he explained everything. So maybe it is now, which day? Maybe not 5th day, maybe 4th, finish 4th day, finish starting in 5th day. Though he is going to die within 2-3 days, 2 days after. And why is Sukadeva Goswami explaining in name of so many personalities? He should chant, what we will do? If we could understand that we have only 2 days left for our death, then what we will do? He will chant simply, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chant Kirtan, do Kirtan, chant. And here. But here what Sukadeva Goswami is doing, he is chanting the names of so many kings from Surya dynasty. He is simply chanting different names of the different kings, and Sukadeva Goswami also hearing very attentively. Because these are also, by hearing this, we can know the greatness of the Supreme Lord and Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is also non-different from Krishna. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that Siddhanta Valiya Mane Nakara Alas Iha Haite Krishna Hai Sudrudha Manas. Don't neglect these things. Think, oh, these are useless. And only Siddhanta just explaining things. Surya dynasty, what is this? No need, only just omit these chapters. Go on. How to jump just to the 10th canto immediately and start reading the pastimes of Lord Krishna. But Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling, no, don't become lazy. Nakara alas, don't become lazy. Rather, you have to know everything in detail. So if you want to preach, or if you must know everything in detail, here is, at least in this verse is mentioned that why we know in detail? By knowing detail we can know how great Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Here is in a particular verse it is mentioned that this Maru, he achieved perfection in mystic yoga. Pranayama parayana. Prana apana gatiruddha pranayama parayana. In Gita Krishna is telling him. He is but just following this mystic yoga process by controlling controlling the prana, pranavayu, the upward, the air that is flowing upwards in this body and downwards is apana. By controlling this process of एयर है इन अवर बॉडी, देर सेवन टाइप्स ऑफ एयर, प्राण अपाण उदान समान व्यान है समान आदि, दिस इज कंट्रोलिंग दिस जस्ट प्रोसेस स्पेसिफिकली इज कंट्रोल्ड हिज द एयर इज इनहेलिंग एंड ऑल्सो he is inhaling the air and also he is exhaling the water. He is controlling this process. Actually, just like this watch, there is battery. Battery is just there. Then it will work for certain time. If you make it use, then particular certain hours it will last. Then after certain hours, it stop working. Similarly, the space, there is heart. Heart is there, that is how long it will continue. How many heartbeats? Heartbeats is fixed. But if you control this heartbeat, what the yogis do? They make it bored. After long time, they make one. Take the inhale the air, or exhale the air. Very long time. We are very... Sometimes if you run, then you have to take again and again and again. That is, we are reducing our lifespan. But if someone is just sit down in meditation and he control his life here, controlling the air. By controlling air, they also stopping their hearts, not to function very quickly, not just tick-tick-tick-tick, not for long span time. In this way, you can expand their lifespan. Just like this watch, if this battery is there and will continuously use this while same speed, then after sometimes it will stop. But if you stop the watch, the battery will work longer. Similarly, by mystic yoga process, this Maru, he learned from the Jagyavalkya, from Jamini Jagyavalkya, then from there he learned this process. Then he, by this process, he mentioned that he will live up to the end of Kali Yuga. Now he was from Dwapara, from Trataya, because he's, Kusa was a son of Ramachandra. Then this dynasty was coming from there, Trataya Yuga, and then even in now Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga also lasts about 4,32,000 years, and that person will live up to the end of Kali Yuga. Then he will begin in end of Kali Yuga when Lord Kalki appeared and he killed all the unwanted populations. He finished everything. All those Mrachas, Javanas and those unwanted peoples, he killed everyone. In end of Kali Yuga, the peoples, what is the height of the people, the general population? In Satya Yuga, the height of the people were like 21 feet, 21 hand in their hand, they're so high. Tritiya Yuga, it is mentioned that they were 15 feet, and Dwapara they were 10 feet, and Kali Yuga 5 feet 4 inch or 6 feet, 7 feet is the tallest man, like this. So it is gradually height is going and degrading because of not following the principles of religion. This principles of religion was 100% present in Satya Yuga. Satya, Saucha, Daya, Tapah. Satya means truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, and tapasya, austerity. They are fully present in Satya Yuga. All the peoples of citizens, they are following these four principles of religion. But in the end of Satya Yuga, beginning of Tretaya, people started taking intoxicants. because of taking intoxication, then the Yugadharma tapasya was gone. Satya Yugadharma tapasya is gone. And but if you take intoxicants, you will drink liquor or you smoke ganja, then you cannot meditate. You can meditate on Supreme Lord. Huh? So that's why, because people took all these things, intoxication, so tapasya has gone. In Tataya, they are only jagya. The people just started offering oblations on fire, sacred fire, and just chanting the name of Supreme Lord. Gradually, name of jagya, kritecha dhyayate vishnu tatayang jajate mukhai dvaparang paricharjayang kalautat harikirtanat. Then Dwapara is their jagya is Yugadharma. But in name of jagya, people started killing animals. Eh? Simply animals and just name of jagya, they started eating flesh. Eating meat. So that's why their life duration and their height also decreased. In Satya Yuga they are living 100,000 years. Tritiya they start becoming degraded, become 10,000 years, and their height also from 21 feet to 15, degraded. And the end of Tritiya Yuga, people started they started illicit sex life. In beginning of Dwapar started. Let's say if you do illicit sex life, then the Yugadharma through Dwapar was what? Deity worship. If you will not clean, then you cannot worship deity. That's why in the age of Kali, three of this dharmas, the religious principles has gone. Which one? Austerity and daya, mercy, austerity, mercy and cleanliness. Only one thing is there still in Kali Yuga. Which one? Truthfulness. We will try to hide truth, but it will come front somehow or other, and maybe take some time, but it will come to the front. So the Kali Yuga, we have our lifespan is also reduced from 100,000 years to 10,000, then 1,000 in Dwapara, then now is 100 years, and is also in gradually decreasing. It mentioned that in Bhagavatam itself, in 12th canto, in end of the Kali Yuga, those who are 20 years age, if you are able to live for 20 years, then you considered very lucky person. You considered very great person, is living 20 years. So this is the situation in Kali Yuga. People has become so small, like 1 feet, or like they to collect brinjals from eggplants. From the eggplant tree, they have to use a lift. Then they collect eggplants from eggplant trees. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam. It becomes so small, and that's why in this age of Kali, people say no other way. That is also in the beginning, but after 10,000 years, people even not follow chanting holy name. They are completely bewildered. Kali will rule. So, but this person, specifically Moru, because he is practicing what? Yoga, Yoga Siddhi. He achieved perfection in Yoga Siddhi. But without exhaling or inhaling this air, he can live. By practicing this process, he lives so such a long time. 4,32,000 years, and his height was, though everyone will become like a small, but what is the high? But he is because he is from Tritiya Yuga, he is at least 15 feet high. If some person came maybe from Satya Yuga, is hiding somewhere and come to appear sometimes in city, then people will see. If there is one person come having 21 feet height, then what do you think? People think maybe demon. No, but still people say Prabhupada giving the list of some person, they still alive. Who? Asvastama and Vyasa Devi told. But we know many people they living. Amaras, Bibhishana also still alive. And Chaitanya Mangala, and in, there is Lochan Das Thakur mentioned about Bibhishana. One time Bibhishan, he came and he was one Brahmana from South India. He was very greedy. According to his past karma, he became very poor in this lifetime. But he desired to become the oldest person and to enjoy sense gratification. He needs. But it's not possible. He can stay in Ranganath, pray to Ranganath and many other places. Then finally come, oh, Jagannath, I heard very merciful. Maybe he fulfilled my desire. Then he come to Jagannath Puri. Every day whole day will stay in Jagannath temple and pray to Jagannath, please make me a rich person. So many years passed, then it not happened. They were thinking, I may go to ocean. I am just jumping into the ocean. I shall commit suicide. I should commit suicide. He was coming and planning like this by Lord Jagannath's arrangement, because he saw one huge personality just coming down from sky. He's strategic because he's looking like 15 feet height and he just come. But because he also Jugo Siddhi, he just then after coming to the end, touching the earth, he immediately adjusted himself like a ordinary human being in the present age. But he saw everything. He told, hey, you, who are you? I saw you are such a huge person, you can just come now and you just adjusted. Now become a small person. Finally, he told, I am Bibhishan. I am going to see the Supreme Lord Jagannath. Every day I come to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. He has become very inquisitive and he became, he told, oh. Then he forgot he is committing suicide. He came for committing suicide, but he started following Bibhishan. So Bibhishan came and entered to the Gambhira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing there, that time there. He entered Kashi Mishra's house, where the Lord Chaitanya was staying. Then he went and prayed obeisances to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Nama Maha Madhanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sainama. Then Mahaprabhu talked so many things to him, but he could not understand. They are speaking some language. And finally, as if this person learned, then Mahaprabhu was telling, look, this person, according to the previous karma, he has no, in this lifetime, he has no material enjoyment in his lifetime. But he again and again, he is simply coming and troubling me. Bibhishan told, he is very unhappy. If you want, I can give some wealth to him, because he has so many gold. I can give some gold, maybe give 2-3 quintal gold to this man. He became happy. Told, okay, if you like, you can give. Then Bibhishan came. Then he didn't go into Jagannath temple. But after taking Lord Chaitanya's darshan, then he came back again to the sea. Then he person, hey, you told you go to see Lord Jagannath, and now you returning? He told, you cannot understand anything. Here the Jagannath himself is not different from Jagannath. Jai Gaura Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. Then he told, now if you want to become rich, then I took permission from the Supreme Lord. I can give you, maybe 5 quintal gold I can give you, whatever you like. But now because his material desires finished, because having the person at the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his desires finished. I'm just telling the story because if Bibhishan, there are many people still alive. Bibhishan from Trateya, he is also alive. Even next Yuga cycle, If Vasvastama become Vyasadeva, he will take the rule of Vyasadeva. It mentioned in Padma Purana, many other Puranas. So many personalities, they are still alive, they are still living. So actually the soul is immortal. Soul is living anyhow, so may be changing the body, but soul is immortal. No jayate mriyate va kadachit. But still, one person living in the same body, not leaving this body, in the same body he is continuing. He will continue this in a Kalapa village, this Maru will continue, he will continue living in the same body more than 4,32,000, because in the end of Kali, when Kaliki Bhagavan, the incarnation Kaliki will destroy everything, will kill everyone, then but he will survive. Who? Maru. Maru will survive, maybe in a Himalaya some cave, sitting and chanting. In the age of Kali, Yugadharma is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Why he will continue such a long time? He will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. When everyone was died, but still he is alive, then maybe he will beget a son. That means there must be a female also. He is the male person. So then he will just beget a children. But so beget one son. Then this again this population, this process of begetting children will start, and again Satya Yuga will continue. After Kali, then Satya Yuga come. So it looks how it is possible. We are sometimes surprised that mortal body can live for such a long time. The explanation of this longevity is given here by the word of Yoga Siddhi. It is possible by Yoga Siddhi. Which yoga, mystic yoga or a bhakti yogi can live like this? Yoga Siddhi, there are different yogas. There are also hatha yogas and there is also bhakti yoga, there is also karma yoga, jnana yoga. There are so many types of yoga Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. Bhishmadeva is not doing any mystic yoga, but still he has also Ichha Mrityu. He has a boon of living as long as he is like, he can. But he himself desired, I will die, then he died. And bhakti yogi can also live like him if he has blessings of some superior, having some blessings from superior personality, can live also long time. So this is not impossible to live long time. Prabhupada is telling that if one becomes perfect in the practice of yoga, he can live as long as he likes. The demonstration of some tripling yoga, the cheating yoga. Now people say this is some become a great yogi, then he just saw some magic. Some magic, then he just bewildered the people and advertised himself as I am what? God. This cheating yoga. This is not the purpose of yoga. Yoga means to unite. With whom? To unite soul with super soul. In this way, if someone completely in samadhi, then he can live as long as he likes by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Everything will happen, or possible, impossible but possible, if we'll get the blessings of the Supreme Lord. And if you'll get the blessings of Supreme Lord, you can also immortal. You can stay in the same body. This body also can spiritualized. Can live in this body. So here is the factual example of perfection of Yoga Siddha. Can live as long as he likes. Even we see in our Sampradaya Acharya, we are from Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. Who is the Acharya of this Sampradaya? Madhva Acharya. His Madhvacharya has left his body, he is still in the same body. He will go to Udupi, that is the headquarters of Madhva Sampradaya. So you can ask them, where is Madhvacharya? There is no samadhi of Madhvacharya. Other acharyas, they have samadhi because they left body. But Madhvacharya did not
did not left his body. He did not leave his body. He is a he was simply explaining Bhagavatam. He was giving Bhagavatam class. Explaining Brahma Bhimohana Lila. Anyhow, so just explaining Bhagavatam. And suddenly the demigods, they become so pleased that they throw so many flowers. There is raining, flowers. Flower. Then he just samadhi in flower, then after no one saw him. Where is Madhavacharya? Where did he go? But still, he just disappeared. After some time the flower stopped, raining of flowers, then they cleared all the flowers away, but they could not find Madhavacharya. So it is even believed that Madhavacharya is still with Vyasadeva. Just like here Prabhupada mentioned the name of Vyasadeva, he is still alive. So his disciple Madhavacharya is a direct disciple of Vyasadeva. Madhavacharya is a direct disciple of Vyasadeva. So it is explained that he is still with his guru, with Vyasadeva, and he is also hearing Bhagavatam from his guru Vyasadeva. So he is still alive, but he never left his body. So even someone following the bhakti yoga, even not follow the mystic yoga, he can also become immortal. Everything can possible by the mercy of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. If Krishna wants, you can achieve everything. But we don't want to live such a long time. What is the use of living so long time? It is better. Sadhana kari, bhajana kari, marte jaan le hai. Prabhupada used to Bengali Prabhupada. How you did is bhajan, sadhana, practicing that is will be proved in time of your death. Live such a long time, long. But if you are someone just like Shankaracharya, he lived for only Adi Shankaracharya. How many years? 32 years. He was in this planet only 32 years. But his name is still, people are reciting. Within 32 years, defeated all the great scholars, everything. Whatever he did, we cannot imagine. Within only 32 years, he was in planet. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many years? 48. Only 48 years in this planet. The Supreme Lord, he has only 48 years. Then he disappeared. He also did not leave body. Panchatattvas, they also simply disappeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, and Nityananda Prabhu also disappeared. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Nityananda Prabhu went to his birthplace, Akchakra, then he disappeared with this deity. Bankarai, just. Advaitacharya, when he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu disappeared, Nityananda Prabhu disappeared, then Advaitacharya, he organized a huge kirtan party in Santipur. 10,000 people may be there. Chanting, dancing, everyone is like mad. And in that kirtan, he also disappeared. After the kirtan, no one saw again. Advaitacharya disappeared. Similarly, others, Gadadhar Pandit, also disappeared in that deity. Inka Tota Kopina there is Radharani Jati, because he is incarnation of Radharani. And Srivas Thakur also, seeing this all four of disappeared, he also disappeared in Kirtan. Finally they all appeared. When Narottam Das Thakur was organizing a Gaur Purnima festival in Kheturi Gram, installing six sets of deities, and Narottam Das Thakur himself was leading the Kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur was simply, he was leading kirtan and thousands of people chanting and dancing. And in that kirtan, everyone saw this Panchatattva again appeared in the middle of the kirtan. Everyone saw again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, Nityananda Prabhu dancing, Advaitacharya, everyone. Devotees become mad. And they appeared, they danced, then again they also disappeared. Just appeared, they also disappeared. That's why he told Adyavadhi Nityala Kare Gora Rai Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhivare Pai. Still this eternal pastimes are going on. If someone is fortunate, he can see this pastime. Still Radha Krishna's pastime is in Brajabhumi is going on. Goswamis were fortunate. They were seeing the pastimes. Because we are in a conditioned stage, we cannot see everything in this material eyes. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santha Sadaiva Hrudayesu Vilokayanti Yang Syama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. With this eye of devotion, putting the ointment of love, then you can see Syama Sundar Krishna. He's still there. It's because of we are not qualified, so we cannot see. But still there are so many persons still alive, but we cannot see them. So Bhagavatam, everything written in Bhagavatam is perfect. There is nothing is written here, speculation, no speculation here. It is amala praman. Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam. So that's why we should not have doubt about any explanation given in Bhagavatam. So this Maru is still alive in a place named Kalapa, Kalapa Gram. He is still there. And he will revive the Sun Dynasty, end of the Kali Yuga, when Lord Kalki destroy everything, then he will appear, and then he beget a child. You like to live up to the end of the Kali Yuga? We don't follow Kalapa, we don't follow this Marus. Anyhow, this is Supreme Lord's desire, so he is following. We are not. Whatever we can follow, whatever the Lord wants, our spiritual master wants us to do. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question or comment? Any question or comment?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes.
Why should somebody make so much severe effort to live for
life?
Why should somebody make such severe efforts to live a long life? Why?
No, that is Krishna's desire, to revive the Sun Dynasty. Someone should be there to revive the Sun Dynasty. And then at the end of Kali Yuga, everyone will be killed by Kalki Bhagavan. So anyhow, someone like he is in samadhi, he is not living like us. Practically he has forgotten this body. Practically he has forgotten this material body. He is in samadhi. If someone comes to that stage, then he always united himself with the Supreme Lord. Like Upadasamitana, eighth verse of Upadasa, nectar instruction, Rupa Goswami is telling. Tannam arupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityah krameena rasana manasi niyajya tishthan vraje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naid akhilamiti upadesa saram. This is the essence of all instructions, he's telling. Prabhupada wrote in that purport, very nice purport. Prabhupada told samadhi, how you come to the stage of samadhi. Samadhi means he's completely completely united with the Supreme Lord. He has finished his connection with this material world. He is completely united with the Supreme Lord. In that stage, he can live as many years he like. Okay, any other question? Yes. Mic. Yes, here mic. Back. Yes.
When someone is following the path of mystic yoga, but said yoga siddhi, so is there any chance they attain the same love of Godhead what is possible in bhakti yoga?
Yeah, there is possibility if they come in contact with a pure devotee. If they come in contact with a pure devotee, they can elevate their situation. If they reach many type somehow other get the darshan of Narada Muni, then Narada Muni is the bhakti, acharya parj bhakti.
Most of the time we have seen that
Yes.
So they do it as at the bodily place.
Yeah, they only want some siddhis. They not doing. The mystic Yuga Patanjali, that is Patanjali Rishi, is explained the this Yuga. He is telling the uniting the soul with super soul. He is not telling you to achieve some yoga siddhis and become God. It is not his purpose. Okay? This and back, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Maharaji, what efforts we can put in to see the pastimes like it's pastime of Krishna in Braj Bhumi. Is it possible in this lifetime? So what efforts we can put in?
Impossible is your lies and false dictionary. Buddha Prabhupada used to say. Everything is possible if you will give up your anarthas. Yes, if you will come to this platform of pure love. Adau Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, then Prema. If you come to the platform Prema, even Rupa Goswami explains further. From Prema, then you come to Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Bhava, Mahabhava, there's different stages. We are not even finished the anarthas. We are even not finished our anarthas, so how can I go? How can you see this thing?
It means it is not possible.
It is possible. It is possible. But if you are determined and serve your spiritual master, get the blessings of spiritual master and Krishna, Krishna wants. Radharani is very merciful. But it very, we have to compete with Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is also there. We have to, this, we have simple, we are person in the age of Kali, but still we must take shelter of Yoga Dharma. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Aparadha Sunya Haya, Laha Krishna Naam, Niraparadhe, Nama Laile, Pai, Premadhan. If you achieve Premadhan, then you can see everything. Niraparadhe Nama Laile. Make ourselves free from all the offenses of the holy name. Naam rupe kali kale naam rupe Krishna avatar. Krishna is there. Krishna is in his holy name. We have nothing to do in this age. Not do any mystic jigo like who? Maru. You simply chant Hare Krishna in this age, but we must free ourselves from the offenses, the 10 offenses. First offense to blaspheme a devotee who dedicated his life for propagating, doing offenses, so you must free from offenses. Hanti, nindanti, dvesti, na abhinandanti, krudhyanti, janti na harsam, darsane patanani satlai, this is Vaishnava aparadha. This is the greatest offense. There are other offenses there. So if you chant holy name without offenses, then by the mercy of Nama Maha, Madanyaya. Then Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy spiritual master, mercy from spiritual master and Mahaprabhu can achieve everything. Prabhupada, you see Prabhupada? Prabhupada was such a person. So Goswami will come to the Prabhupada, that platform. We are in such degraded platform. We have so many anarthas. Okay, thank you. Yes. Adi Purus.
Thank you very much for the wonderful story of Vibhishana and the other beautiful stories. You read a Kali Yuga description in this connection about the height of people. So somebody can ask in the last 100 years the average life duration has doubled in some place, like in USA. It's twice more. 100 years ago it was 44, now it's 80, something. And
44? Life duration only 44 years?
Yeah, 100 years ago, yes. Okay. And also the height of people, I know, when I was young, my height was average.
Yes.
Now I see it's below average. So it seems that over the last 50 years, some things, people become taller.
Yes.
So what would you say, contrasting these two?
It's just like Darwin's theory, eh? Like Darwin was explaining how these giraffes became appeared, they were behaving. Eh? There are only deers before, eh? Deers were, there are no grass in Africa's forest. 10,000 years there are no grass, so they shall up, then they become huge. Eh? So like this, these are anyhow, this is in a time we cannot compare, is it 4,32,000 years, and there's some in the we just comparing within 50 years or 100 years. So ultimately what is explained in Bhagavatam we cannot tell anything wrong. He's explained perfect everything, Sukadeva Goswami explained perfect, Sukadeva Goswami. So sometimes it go up down, and like
First
I answer him. Okay.
Can we connect it to Srila Prabhupada's helping restore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bring up the golden age predicted by Krishna in Brahma Vaivarta Purana?
Yeah, this is this 10,000 years is just a. Krishna is already disappeared. Krishna Sodhama Pagate Dharma Jnana Divisaha. Krishna disappeared. But still, Dharma, then still this age, in this just after sunset, still up night appeared, there is some light is there, it's dusk. So in that period Mahaprabhu came, appeared in this 10,000 years, this is called, that's why it's known as golden era of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this period this Mahaprabhu came, that's what, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, then he come. He just ask, Jeev, jago, Jeev, jago, Gaura Chandra vale, kata nidra jao maya, pisachira kole. How long you going to sleep? Wake up, sleeping soul. Just return back. Just return back to Godhead. In the sun, this is now, I came, still there is light. Still there is not everything dark. So Mahaprabhu came and started this Sankirtan movement and he gave a chance, all of us, to return back. If some is most unfortunate, he will still continue. Maybe even 10,000 years, many, within 100 lifetime, 100 years, one lifetime, then you cannot get so many lifetimes chance. So that's why we can return back, if we follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. That's why this we're so fortunate who appeared in this Kali Yuga. Even the demigods, they also thinking, why we not appeared in this Kali Yuga in the beginning of Kali Yuga? Then we can also return back to Godhead, achieve this Krishna Prem. So we are certainly we are very fortunate appearing in this age of Kali, beginning of Kali Yuga, and having and yes, coming in contact of ISKCON with the founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this movement. We have simply follow the instructions. Follow regulatory principles, four regulatory principles and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Someone was asking here? Yes, what? Okay.
Maharaj, your bell sir, for plucking the brinjal from the brinjal tree, so people just use the shears for going there and just cut the brinjals. And just Maharaj, this height will be short of the people, but same the height of the trees height also will be short.
Not trees, not necessarily. Trees height will be. It is not mentioned in Bhagavatam. Don't speculate. Anyhow, we must know, in this age of Kali, we must know that Nama Binu Ara Kichuta Nahi Chaudha Bhuvana Maji. The only truth is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Everything is just Maya. Nam Binu Ara Kichuta Nahi Chaudha Bhuvana Maji in the 14th world. That's why the nice story in Matsya Puran. One time Narada Muni want to see the Maya, how Maya is look. He told, oh Lord, I want to experience how you how your maya illusory energy works. Okay. Lord told, oh, you are my pure devotee, Narada, why you want to experience this maya? No, just. Lord told, okay, Narada Muni, please bring one glass of water for me. Gave him, I'm feeling thirsty, just gave him a glass. Suddenly he just seeing, then he saw a new, so new planet there. So, oh, new village here, okay, nearby. He went just, suddenly one very beautiful young girl appeared from that house, smiling, and Narada Muni's expert, he was studying his forehead. Oh, he looks like goddess of fortune, The husband of this girl will be the topmost devotee of the Supreme Lord. And he told, okay, I am the topmost devotee of the Supreme Lord. Because the illusory energy of the Lord started working, so he just attracted. Then the girl also agreed, he told, yes, my parents also has gone, no one is here, I am alone, we have so much wealth, we can enjoy. Narada Muni started, when you are talking, he had forgotten the truth, he forgotten this word of Lord that he came for, taking a glass of water, the glass has gone. Then they got married, they stay in that house, and then many years, then 10 children, and they have gotten 10 children were there. Then one time there is a river inside of the village, then suddenly it is overflooded. The whole village was inundated in water, that's drowned, everyone is drowning. Narada Muni just to save himself, he just climbed a tree, went to very high place. And he saw his wife, his children, they are all drowning. And the children are just shouting, Papa, Father, please save. Then Narada Muni could not do anything here. Then he, because he was a devotee, he closed his eyes, he did not want to see this. These things, his own children are drowning. And just shouted, Krishna! And he opened his eyes. Nothing is there. Lord is standing and Narada Muni is standing. Then Lord told, oh, Narada Muni, where is my glass of water? This is the material world. Actually, Krishna is there. But we have forgotten. So, it's maya. Everything is here, illusory energy is working. This is maya's kingdom. So, simply chant and be happy. In this age of Kali, there is nothing. Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Naste Iva, Naste Iva, Naste Iva Gatiranetha. There is no other way, no other way, no other way, three times repeated. Simply become free from offenses and chant and be happy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.